Much like Europe, China was also industrializing and urbanizing rapidly in the 18th century. And that also produced a middle class who wanted to consume previously more luxurious goods like opium smoking, right? Because this is also just pretty much like tea drinking. It's a sign of upper middle class who's able to afford foreign luxuries. Now, similar to tea, there's another issue here. Opium could only be procured from India or some parts of Southeast Asia. So in other words, just like tea to Britain, opium to China was foreign and cannot be procured and grown in China, well, at that time. So you can see the problem with the imbalance of trade. And to quote a Chinese scholar, very eminent, Charles Hacker, the degree of urbanization, he said, quote, by 1800s, that's three or four more decades before the Opium War, by 1800, there was virtually no peasant village that did not have ready access to a town, to a city, and no villager who was not well acquainted with city ways of life. And one city ways of life, one sensibility, urban sensibility, was opium smoking. You've got to learn to do that. So now you see the problems with China and with Britain.